Anna and Pee-wee. When Anna Brownback was quite a young mouse, she took to sleeping in the box of tissues that always stood on a small table next to a long leather couch. The tissue box, the table, and the long leather couch were part of the furnishings of the consulting room of Dr. Otto Ackerman, the great psychoanalyst. We at 777 Garden Avenue were all proud to know that Dr. Ackerman had his consulting room on the fourth floor of our building. Inside the box of tissues, it was warm, dark, and soft, perfect for a mouse. And the low voices that mumbled one after another in a nearly continuous ribbon of sound somewhere over Anna's head contributed to the delicious atmosphere of the place. The tissue box always stood in the same spot each morning and was never allowed to be empty of tissues. Dr. Ackerman's housekeeper saw to that, a full box in the same spot to start each day. True, a long-fingered hand would occasionally yank the top tissue away, sending Anna rolling, but these little interruptions were worth the luxuriousness of the thing and even added to some of the romance. If Anna had listened to what the voices said immediately after she took a tumble, she might have heard something like this. "Oh, doctor, warmed facial tissues. That's so nice. You are thoughtful." In reply, Dr. Ackerman merely nodded, smug in the knowledge that, of course, he was thoughtful. But somewhere in the back of his mind, he was not entirely sure precisely what his patient was referring to. And Dr. Ackerman did like to be precise. Had he but looked, he would have found that it was precisely due to a mouse who had just been sleeping on the tissue in question, warming it with her little warm-blooded rodent's heart, and his scientific mind would have rested easier. But Dr. Ackerman never did look. He never looked into the tissue box. It was Anna who looked out of the tissue box. It was, after all, inevitable that Anna would become curious about the owners of the voices she heard murmuring all day, and so one morning she cautiously peeked out. What she saw surprised her. A woman lay on her back on the long black couch, her head resting on a pillow near the tissue box. She spoke in a soft voice, like a large pot on a very low simmer, bubble, bubble, pop. And then she reached for a tissue and blew her nose loudly into it. Anna had quickly stepped out of the way into the darkness of the tissue box corner when this happened. And so it went throughout the day. Each hour, someone new arrived, men, women, even children, all stretched out on the couch. Some spoke loudly, others whispered, and some hardly spoke at all, but merely reached for the tissues. Dr. Ackerman was mostly silent. Instead of speaking, he nodded or made a note in a small red notebook that he held in his lap. Formerly, their voices had come to Anna as she lay tucked into a corner of the tissue box as a river of sound. But now, curious, Anna concentrated on what the voices were actually saying. They were telling stories. Sometimes one person told one or two or even three stories in his or her hour. Sometimes the stories lasted for hour after hour, each installment picking up where the last session ended. And Anna became fascinated by them. And then Anna began to take notes herself. And that's how Anna became the first mouse psychiatrist with a practice at 777 Garden Avenue.